Good afternoon. We have another warm and humid day in progress across interior New York and New England. The humidity even coming up a bit from yesterday. Temperatures will be in the same ballpark by mid to late afternoon, generally in the lower to middle 80s. Mostly sunny skies, although a few clouds will be thrown our way from the coast in association with what's left of Hermine, and the moisture associated with those clouds could squeeze out a shower or two, primarily in central and southern New England. So the rest of the region will see primarily a mix of sun and clouds and warm temperatures.
Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It'll remain warm and muggy, lower to mid-60s. And then we'll turn our attention to the next front, which will make an approach tomorrow. Out ahead of the front, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be hot and humid, with highs along with a southwest breeze reaching into the upper 80s to around 90. With the humidity, it'll feel even warmer. And as that front draws closer, some late-day showers and thunderstorms will fire in spots, especially across northern New York and into the Mohawk Valley. Later on, after sunset tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms will be more numerous as the front passes through, and this will leave us with a clearing trend on Friday. Some clouds will mix in during the afternoon, but still plenty of sunshine. The humidity will come down during the day, but high temperatures will still be well above average and in the mid-80s. Over the weekend, another front will approach. Its scheduled arrival time will be late Saturday and Saturday night. That's when we'll see the best chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Out ahead of the front, a lot of dry weather on Saturday with sunshine pushing it into the middle and upper 80s. Then behind the front, with increasing sunshine and lower humidity along with the breeze on Sunday, we'll be in the upper 70s. It looks like that'll set us up for a good stretch of weather into the early part of next week with mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center has issued its last advisory on Hermine, still a post-tropical low-pressure system located east of New Jersey and south of Long Island. Tropical storm winds are not expected to reach the coast any longer. However, high tides and large waves along with beach erosion are all still likely for the next 24 hours. There could also be life-threatening rip currents as well. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Newton has made landfall off the Gulf of California and into western Mexico, eventually reaching the U.S. Southwest. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting Newton to dissipate over southeastern parts of Arizona by late tonight. Tropical moisture, though, associated with Newton is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 1 to 3 inches, with locally higher amounts over southeastern Arizona and southwestern New Mexico through tomorrow. Heavy rain could cause flash flooding and mudslides, especially in mountainous terrain. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk for excessive rainfall across southern Arizona and New Mexico, and flood watches have been issued. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 20 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with a scattered shower, mid-80s. Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with showers possible in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or thunderstorm with highs in the mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 96, set in 1945, and the record low, 36, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:27 a.m., sunset this evening at 7:18 p.m., 12 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid today, with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower possible today and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have mostly cloudy skies today, a passing shower possible, especially in New England, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be warm and humid today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid with a late-day shower or thunderstorm near 90. Showers and storms Thursday night. Sunshine mixing with some clouds Friday. The humidity will go down during the day, mid-80s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, a late day shower or storm, but a better chance at showers and storms Saturday night, a few left over on Sunday, then increasing sunshine and cooler, highs on Saturday mid to upper 80s, on Sunday in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny and pleasant Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.